The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the nether world. For if the mighty deeds were done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel are words from Jesus warning us that there is consequences to our sins. And what is sin? It's sin is when we don't follow and have faith in God, as we heard in that faith first reading. God telling, you know, King Ahaz, stand firm, have faith in me. We need to have that faith in God. We need to trust God's word. We need to live the word of God, as we talked about last Sunday. It's not just about right knowing, but it's about right living. Do we take the time to discern what God wants us to do in certain situations that we're dealing with? And do we do his will? And when we don't, that's what sin is, disobeying God. And there's the consequences to our disobedience. Not is it that God punishes us for not listening to him, but if we don't do what is right, what God wants for us, and God always wants what's best for us, that's where the consequences come in. We will suffer one way or another. God does not punish us. Our God is not a God of punishment, or else he would not have died for us on the cross. But when we don't listen to him, we have to bear the consequences. Just like when you're physically sick and you go see a doctor, the doctor gives you a prescription, but you decide not to follow the prescription, not to take your medication. Well, you're gonna get sicker, but is that the doctor punishing you for not following his directions? No, it's because you didn't do what the doctor told you will help you to heal and to become better. It's the same thing with God. Because when we think of God as a God who punishes us, then we become afraid of God. And that's not the right relationship for us to have with God, one out of fear. But it's out of love, a love that leads us to trust God and to do what God wants for us. And to remember that God will always be on our side. We're not alone to help us to deal with. We're not alone when we deal with the different challenges in our lives. God is there to guide us, to instruct us, as he did with King Ahaz, as Jesus did through his words, but mostly through his death and resurrection. So let us, you know, take some time today to reflect on how do I listen to God? Do I take some time during my prayer time to listen to God? Do I ask God for direction, for instruction? And do I do what God asks me to do?